Time now for your letters. First, some on your story, Robert, about stilts.
That's right. I focused on stilt jousting the other day, but Robin McCrosty of Amherst, Massachusetts, broadened our horizons as far as stilt-related activities. She writes this.
About the time of my 63rd birthday, it seemed like a good time to learn to stilt dance. Since then, McCrosty says, she's stilt danced down Broadway, at country clubs, and outdoor festivals.
And Brittany Holland of Houston sent this about our story. It made me think of my pawpaw, a general contractor, who often let my cousin and I play on his work stilts. Robert, talking about his sense of wonderment watching the workmen, brought back very magical childhood memories of being able to walk on air.
Now to a story about Occupy protesters and the so-called people's mic. When they aren't allowed to use a megaphone, the crowds have amplified what a speaker says by repeating it.
This is what you do. This is what you do.
Since we can't use a megaphone,
we'll repeat back what you say.
In our story, we mentioned that the people's mic is not new. It was used in anti-nuclear rallies in the 1980s and in anti-globalization protests in the 1990s. Well, Harvey Cates of Corte Madera, California, writes to remind us of an even earlier use of the same technique.
And now, as a public service to those of our viewers who have difficulty with their hearing, I will repeat the top story of the day, aided by the headmaster of the New York School for the Hard of Hearing, Garrett Morris. Our top story tonight...
That's Chevy Chase and Garrett Morris in the fifth episode of Saturday Night Live in 1975.
Good night and have a pleasant
tomorrow. Good night and have a pleasant tomorrow.
And finally, we have another request for our younger members of the audience. Listen up. NPR's Backseat Book Club has chosen a book for December. It's a magical and mysterious winter tale called Breadcrumbs. Here's a listener named Annie with her thoughts for the author Anne Ursu.
Mrs. Ursu, I have a question. Is Breadcrumbs going to be a whole series? And I have a comment. One is, we have the same name, because Ryan's real name is Anne, and I liked Breadcrumbs very much.
And we want more questions for author Anne Ursu. Please send them to backseatbookclub@npr.org. And at our website, you can also start reading. We've posted the first chapter of the book there.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.